Thanks for tuning into Radio 8. Today's June 5th, 2009, and this is Doreen Perry playing some cool music and spoken word by some very talented artists. We're going to start out the first set with blues guitarist Tom Principato, who was recently featured in Vintage Guitar magazine. His new CD, Raising the Roof, was named Best Blues Recording by the Washington Area Music Association.
Thank you. Gamble on the drums, John Perry on the bass, in orbit.
Telephone. You better tell them that I'm not at home. I probably owe them money for some damn thing. No, no, don't answer it. It'll stop it a little bit. Well, it's probably better just to let that sucker ring. Living on borrowed money, I feel like I'm living on borrowed time. Don't have a whole lot of anything. Most of what I got ain't mine. Who's that knocking on my door? Tell them I don't live here anymore. Leave a message. Who knows when I might call? That I don't want to pay. Just hadn't planned on doing it today. It's circumstances. It's not my fault. Comes to shove, I'm usually shoving back. You caught me laid out, cut me some slack. You'll have to take a number, stand in line. Give me a week, give me a month. Sure would appreciate it a bunch. Just be patient, everything will work out fine, but right now I'm living on borrowed money. I feel like I'm living on borrowed time. Don't have a whole lot of anything, and most of what I got ain't mine. Who's that on the telephone? You better tell them that I'm not at home. I probably owe them money. Some damn thing. Guess I probably owe money. Or some damn thing.
Me don't need no pencil dick man. Me don't need no pencil dick man. All the ladies they understand. Me don't need no pencil dick man.
He got to point like the ballpoint pen.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
He got the ball at the other end.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
He got the tool to do the job.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
If I was a shish kebab.
Me don't need no pencil dick man. Me don't need no pencil dick man. Me don't need no pencil dick man. All the ladies they understand. Me don't need no pencil dick man.
Been writing with a lead tip.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
Think he gonna get a felt tip.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
You don't have to show me brother.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
Me got the lip liner in that color.
Me don't need no pencil dick man. Me don't need no pencil dick man. Me don't need no pencil dick man. All the ladies, they understand. Me don't need no pencil dick man.
Me don't need no pencil dick man.
Me don't need no pencil dick man. All the ladies, they understand. Me don't need.
This girl ain't no piece of paper.
We don't need no pencil dick man.
Don't pull out your big eraser.
We don't need no pencil dick man.
If my song it does offend you,
we don't need no pencil dick man.
Then me think it apply to you.
We don't need no pencil dick man.
We don't need no pencil dick man.
We don't need no pencil dick man. All the ladies they understand. We don't need no pencil dick man.
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 Everybody want the magic. I got the magic in my right hand. Laying down a funky rhythm, so the rest of you might understand.
All the ladies love the magic, and we'd really love to find the magic man. Everybody want to dance and sing and party all night with the magic man. Now, everybody do the magic thing. Everybody want to dance and sing now. Everybody do the magic thing. All the people want to party, party. Everybody want to smoke a joint. All the ladies love to party. And would really love to find the magic man. All the funky people all around the world getting down to the sound of the magic man, yeah. Things ought to be now. Yeah, I can see the future. Lots of dead presidents for you and me now. All the ladies love to party. All the gentlemen hate to disappoint. Everybody in this audience gonna get high, get down, smoke another joint. Do the magic thing. Everybody want to dance and sing now. Everybody do the magic thing. All the people want to party, party. Everybody want to smoke the joint. All the ladies want to party. And would really love to find the magic man. All the funky people all around the world getting down to the sound of the magic man, yeah.
That was a really fun set. First, we heard Tom Principato's Orbit, then three Texas artists, Mr. Troll doing his piece called Broke, Jenny Peel with her amusing Pencil Dick Man, and Beth Isbell's Magic Man. Next, we'll hear some spoken word. You're listening to Radio 8, words and music from Studio 8, radiating worldwide.
Freckles. It was truly a sunny morning in downtown Baltimore, and to my surprise, she spoke to me. Did not know what she was giving me when she put the fruit in my hand, allowed me to touch the jewel. It seemed more than an apple, softer than a diamond. Saw it as a heart knocking just for me. Oh, no, never said she loved me. But oh, how she held me. And what a sweet taste was left after her kisses.
Thank you, my friends. I want you to know that in the year of my birth, Martin Luther King himself said in his I Had a Dream speech, "Let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia, my hometown." And he mentioned my hometown of Stone Mountain, Georgia, because he longed for change to come to America.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just a sweet old song with Georgia on my mind.
Yes, I was in Washington, D.C. for 12009. And on 11909, we formed a traffic jam late in the night on the block surrounding the White House. And all the cars laid down, giving George a 21 car horn salute for his last night in the White House. Because people were excited for the change that Barack Obama professed will come. Because you must keep in mind that upon his inauguration, just a few weeks ago, there are people alive on this planet whose parents, not grandparents, not great-grandparents, whose parents were slaves. If you were born in 1863, and sired a child in your 50s, that child is now in their 90s. It has been a very short time, my friend. It has been an eternity. Change. And Martin Luther King mentioned my hometown because at the time, does anyone know why? That's right. At the time, it was the home of a very powerful Ku Klux Klan, wreaking terror throughout the Southland in which I was born. And because of the Klan, Stone Mountain, Georgia is also home to the world's largest carving, the Confederate Memorial, where the stone images of three Confederate leaders are indelibly chiseled on the side of a mammoth slab of granite that inexplicably protrudes from the Georgia red clay. In 1915, the modern Klan was formed on that site, in a ceremony that involved burning a cross on the mountain's summit. The inferno was so large it could be seen from the city of Atlanta, some 20 miles away. The inferno it represented was much larger. The rebel revelers longed for no change to come to America.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, as sweet as clear as moonlight through the pine.
And it was in that setting that I came into this world, in the state of Georgia. And I saw my hometown grow from 3,000 to 10,000 on rally day, with hooded heroes who marched through the streets burning crosses, literally as young girls threw flowers at their feet. As a child, how can I not long to be among them? I did. Yes, I grew up a racist. How could I not? And you can blame me. I was a kid. You could blame my parents. But how could they know any better? Growing up in rural Alabama during the Depression, it did not seem like a place that change was going to come to. You could blame my grandparents. My grandmother was 60 at Brown versus Board of Education. She did not know there needed to be change in America. And upon the outcome of Brown versus Board of Education, the state of Georgia, your neighbor to the north, reacted by changing her flag to add the Confederate battle flag, as if to say change was never going to come to America.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you.
I am probably the youngest person you will likely meet that went to a segregated school. In 1970, Jimmy Carter defeated Lester Maddox for governor and went about practically desegregating the last of the segregated schools. Change was coming to Georgia. I was in the first grade. I played football on the first desegregated Little League team in my county, the Central DeKalb 85-pound Packers. Before they were the Packers, they were known as, yes, the Crackers. And we donned a University of Georgia G on our helmets. The University of Georgia would not desegregate its football team for a few years. And I found myself on the opposite end of an America I had known. I learned to depend on, play with, sacrifice for my black teammates. Teamwork. And when the Packers played teams in counties more isolated than DeKalb, I found my team, and therefore myself, on the receiving end of jeers and threats, and even getting into sandlot brouhaha to defend, well, my team, but vicariously, desegregation. Change was afoot. Let's give it a hand.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just a sweet old song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Now, as I was growing up, Stone Mountain, Georgia was a white trash trailer court. But this too was changing. Atlanta, the city too busy to care, beat Birmingham in a bid for a major airport and sprouted like kudzu on either side of the Hank Aaron Highway. A city with no navigable waterway instead became not a port city, but an airport city. Change was coming to the world. And because of that, she grew from 300,000 to 4 million in my lifetime. The dirt road that I grew up on is now a four-laner with a traffic light. Coca-Cola, Home Depot, CNN, and the rest. The growing city won a bid for the Olympics in 1996. And the long-distance marathon events ran around Stone Mountain itself, now an Atlanta suburb. With a finish line in front of the monument, Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jefferson Davis's granite gaze cast down upon a Kenyan runner, black as the population of Stone Mountain itself, throwing his hands into the air across the finish line with a Confederate battle flag blowing patriotically in the breeze. Change was coming to America. Georgia changed her flag.
Melodies bring memories that linger in my heart. Makes me think of Georgia. Why did we ever part?
The white flight that inevitably parallels Georgia, a growing city, blew right past Stone Georgia, Mountain, leaving in its wake a suburban black middle class. And the words Stone Mountain were on the pages of the New York Times for a second time in her history, when the town that Martin Luther King singled out elected a black mayor. Change was coming to America. Only a few old-timer whites remained. My mother is one of them. And I came to visit her recently. And at the corner of Rockbridge Road and Cynthia McKinney Parkway, a street named for another African-American that ran for president this year, an African-American teenager approached me wearing his mall-bought gangsta wannabe Negro League baseball jersey made in Bangladesh. And his blood diamond bling purchased at Zaire. And he spotted my bald head. And he said, "You have no idea where you is.
Some sweet day when blossoms fall, now the world's a song. I'll go back to Georgia, 'cause that's where I belong."
"I do," I informed the man. And one visible sign that change is a hand is that a black teenager was willing to get in the car with an oddly clad, middle-aged, bald white man. And I took him to this old city hall, which is now a museum. And I showed him the bell, Georgia, presented to the town by the King Georgia Foundation to let freedom ring. I took a drink from the colored water fountain I could not have drunk from as a child. He in turn drank from the white. Parts of my childhood, I am glad, are relegated Georgia to small town museums. Georgia. The city of Stone Mountain carried Barack Obama, but not the state of Georgia. But more importantly, he carried the nation and the vote of my mother. Change has come to America. Let freedom ring from the Stone Mountain of Georgia. And congratulations, Barack Obama. Thank you very much, Paul Benoit.
All right, Chris Chandler, he will be back with us in the second half of the program.
Gotta get a muscle food. Rinse the rain right out of my solitude and drive my emotion blind. There's a hatred bound sometimes. There's a hatred bound sometimes. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna bother me. Intrinsic when you speak of me, getting simpler to care less. Oh, getting simpler to care less. Dragging music all across this earth like a hurricane through the grain, like a hurricane through the grain. Mm-hmm. The moon in a liquor glass and a still in the grove of the grass where the season's been around. factories are bleeding me. Dry up all my inconsistency. Should I borrow what you think is free? I found some time ago. Well, I found some time ago. And I was free. Tell you again, and I ain't gonna bring it up again. My eyes are remaining shut as the sky looks a grin, as the sky looks a grin. Gonna ride it on back to the beginning.
That was Jacob Newkirk reciting his piece called Freckles. Afterward, poet and storyteller Chris Chandler was featured in the last set with his piece Georgia Stone Mountain. After that, we heard singer-songwriter Jim Ponter from Scotland playing his piece called Careless. You are listening to Radio 8, words and music from Studio 8, radiating worldwide.
The alarm called at 5 o'clock, my feet touched the ground soon after. An angel just beside my bed, and echoes of a voice in my head. I went down to the riverside, I built a fragile raft. Brown leaves and rusty metal bid her farewell. Float into the dawn, say hello to ducks and fawns. Dive into the ocean floor, rest beside a bicycle and sleep. And sleep forevermore. You were there as quakes of day shook the ground of the night. As everything was turning red, your hand in my mouth cooled my mind. But now is the hour, someone else may take your place. Your withered nose will feel the breeze of summer waves and open seas. Float into the dawn, say hello to ducks and hawks. Dive into the ocean floor, rest beside a bicycle and sleep. At 5 o'clock, rescue mission was on its way. Float into the dawn, say goodbye to ducks and hawks. Dive fathom to the ocean floor. Rest beside a bicycle and sleep. And sleep forevermore.
Coming home. Shiva rose in your eyes, symmetric burning pillars of pristine sardonic coal, muddied as the Mississippi, drenched in pain, soliloquies unrequited. Winter's fierce breath tapped its bony fingers upon the silence immersed within me. An angel in repose, frozen as marble, melting teardrops, caramelized as silk. Illuminate me, Vedas, my poet, my seer. Greatness is your will, spreading wisdom to the children of men. Love as truth, seeds of sages of unions, being and non-beings. The sleeping silent life of consciousness beholds no desire, no dreams which cannot be seen nor touched, beyond thought, ineffable. A union of peace and proof, smaller than a grain of rice, greater than the earth, greater than all worlds. The spirit that resides, unfathomable and assimilated, I bequeath to you my heart.
You just heard Teddy Bear by Jugglers, Inc., Jenny Peel playing Two Sisters, and Susan Marie reciting her piece called Gita. You are listening to Radio 8, words and music from Studio 8, radiating worldwide.
Strange as it seems, renew my subscription to your magazine. I read it in bed with the nightlight on before I go to sleep. The cover will be a good indication of what I see after I open the rest of the book. In fact, I'll tell you what look.
Then I'll read the table of contents to see. And if I find that the story is older than the rest of the pages will subscription to your magazine. I read it in bed with the nightlight on before I go to sleep.
Cause at times like this, you know, I think you'd wanna, yeah, at least I think you'd wanna. And it's at times like these, you think you put your mind at ease, yeah, at least you think you'd wanna. And it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. With the sword at flow and the morbid catcher, you'd think at least you'd know what it is you're after. With your grievance and bipolar rapture, you better not stop there with your eyes full of laughter. Yeah, and it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. And there's nothing new that's gonna make you miss her. So you sit there drinking everything beyond measure. Suffer like these and try and put your mind at ease. Ah, but at least you're gonna lose her. It's alright. Alright. It's alright. And with the dusty cracks and the curtains drawn, dirty cracks, the curtains drawn, and the morning comes in, the morning swims, and the morning swims, and you don't remember where it is you saw, and where it was you saw. Sick, and you're looking great. You're looking sick, you're looking great.
You could die in utero, or maybe strangled during birth. You could suffer crib death, be tickled and die of mirth. You could be hit by a car, a truck, or a bus. You could be bombed by a terrorist. It could happen to any of us. You could be stalked by a madman and rendered the sum of your pieces, or drop into a frozen river and lose your homeostasis. Or even be infected with tropical diseases or parasites or cancers might secrete in your creases. But this is all I'm saying. My fundamental thesis is something's going to get you. 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 You can smoke too much, or you can drink too much, or you can risk too much. Or you can fuck too much, or you can eat too much, or you can worry too much, or you can see too much, or you can know too much. You can jog too much, or you can even pray too much. But guess what? Something's gonna get you. You can be born blessed, or you can be the best, or you can be well-dressed and wear a plume and crest and do your job with zest. Eat only chicken breast, get sufficient rest, have challenges and quest. Be a good host to your guests and leave them all impressed. And still, something's gonna get you.
Thank you.
safe, be well, be good. Be careful.
The last set started with songwriter Michael Bonanno's Your Magazine. Then we heard Jim Ponter's You'd Wanna and Lightning Rod's Something's Gonna Get Ya. Closing the set was Tom Principato playing Kansas City Blues. This has been a really great show, and I thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed sharing the music and spoken word with you. Thanks for listening to Radio 8. And for more information about the artists featured on this show, please go to studio8.tv and click on the Radio 8 logo. You'll find an artist info link there. Have a good one and see you next time. This is Doreen Perry.